This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of projectiles on Sunday that sent people scrambling for shelter in Tel Aviv, the first rockets fired in months at Israel's second largest city by Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
With the Israel-Hamas war now just weeks away from entering an eighth month, regional tensions continue climbing. In a video VOA cannot independently verify, the Iran-backed and Western-identified terror group Hezbollah claims to have launched a series of attacks from southern Lebanon targeting Israeli posts along the border. In a statement, the group said the attacks came in support of the steadfast Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip and their honorable resistance. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Israeli airstrikes on Sunday killed at least 35 Palestinians and wounded dozens in an area in southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah designated for the displaced, Palestinian Health and Civil Emergency Service officials said. The Israeli military said its air force struck a Hamas compound in Rafah, and the strike was carried with precise ammunition and on the basis of precise intelligence. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Sunday the two-state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict must be kept alive.
There is a consensus, I think, among the international community that the only way to ensure the security, not just of the Palestinian people and the rights of the Palestinian people, but also the security of Israel, is through a two-state solution.
He told a news conference in Brussels the solution would be in the interest of all parties, including Israel, calling for a ceasefire.